This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The cool and dry fall that we've been experiencing so far has been impacted by Hurricane Helene. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
It's officially fall now, and the temperatures have chosen to represent that. It's been mostly cooler mornings and mild temperatures across the state. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said that the month of September as a whole has been slightly warmer than average, but recent temperatures have been noticeably cooler.
But it looks like if you're looking at the outlooks, we're going to turn the temperature up slightly, get above where we should be this time of year. Theoretically, we should be in the mid-70s and overnight lows in the mid-50s. Our overnight lows have cooled off nicely. It's those daytime highs that have been slightly above normal over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Even though it's all the way down south, Glisson said that Hurricane Helene is drawing in so much moisture that it will be dry here in Iowa for a while.
Depriving moisture transport up into the upper Midwest where we are. And if you look at the next 7 to 10 days, we really don't see any significant rain chances. So we're going to remain dry along with those warmer temperatures. Now, of course, if you look at the drought monitor map from this morning, we've seen some improvement in D0 conditions in southwestern Iowa, given some thunderstorms that moved through over the last 7 days. But we've also seen an expansion of pockets of that moderate drought D1 in western Iowa, and also a pocket in northeastern Iowa. So definitely if you look at 3 months out to 4 months, 5 months, we've seen precipitation deficits start to stack up across portions of the state. And that's where we see these slightly drier conditions developing. Excellent for harvest activities, but we definitely do need some rainfall to get into the soil moisture profiles.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.